Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Right there. I mean, I'd call that a classic, even though it's only from 2012. Man, The Anarchist, really late into Rush's career at that point, turning out some of their best work. I mean, wow. Yeah, I love that song. I love it. I've really been into the later era of Rush lately, been spending a lot of time with that, a band that, you know, I really loved through the years. I got to see him three times. I saw him when I was in high school at the Rosemont Horizon in the Chicago suburbs. I saw them in college in the, I guess not really the Boston suburbs, in Worcester. I think it's a little too far from Boston to be considered a suburb. Worcester, Massachusetts. And then I saw them as an adult at Radio City Music Hall on their 30-year anniversary tour. I didn't see the 40-year anniversary tour, but the last time I saw them was that 30-year anniversary tour, which was great. But yeah, right there, The Anarchist from 2012. Classic Rush, in my opinion. Love that song. Love it. And we got some great music, new music on the show today. We have some Myrath. That's at least the way I pronounce it. The band, M-Y-R-A-T-H, Myrath. Myrath. It looks like Myrath, but I believe they say Myrath. Correct me if I'm wrong. And before we get into that new music and an interview with Zahir from Myrath, I want to just give a big shout out to Steven Saylor. Thanks, dude. You hooked this up, man. One of our patrons on Patreon. You guys help program the show. You patrons who are supporting me on Patreon. I totally listen to what you guys want. What you guys want me to play, who you guys want me to interview, and I can't always make it happen, but if I can, I will. And we've gotten some great interviews because of your suggestions. Brian from Diamondhead was a patron suggestion. Zahir today from Myrath is a patron suggestion, a patron from Patreon suggestion, and Steven Saylor, you've given us some great interview suggestions through the years. And or at least the last 2 years, I'd say. Yeah, so thank you for your continued support, Mr. Steven Saylor. And I know we've gotten some new people joining us on Patreon. There's some requests that I got to hit, and I hope to do that in upcoming episodes. Today, we're going to keep it short. I'm going to play this interview for you now. But before we do that, we're going to hear some music by Myrath. This is the song Dance. And again, after this song, we'll be hearing from Zahir from the band Myrath, spelled M-Y-R-A-T-H. Check those guys out. They're up on Apple Music. They're up on Amazon Music. And I'm suggesting you use one of those platforms to stream your music from, because they actually, I think Amazon Music sounds great, especially in the HD format, and Apple Music also delivers some great quality music, so definitely use those two platforms, or YouTube Music is also good for your streaming services. That's a Talking Metal suggestion right there. All right, cool. And again, Talking Metal, available on Apple Podcasts app and Google Podcasts app. So without further ado, this is Dance by Myrath, followed by my interview with Zahir.
Raining fire, we dance between the bombs. curtain for tonight. Over the ruins and tombs, we dance to celebrate our history and fate. We're shining to exist, and justice and hatred will make us full in the night. Dance with me, dance, yeah, burning bright flow inside you. Whoa. Dance with me, dance, you recognize the light inside you. Whoa. Trust me, you'll be starry-eyed. Afraid to dry out your sorrow. Thunderstorm had just begun. I can't wait to see your wings flying all under my eyes and feel alive. Dance with me, dance. Yeah, burning bright flow inside.
Striegel of Talking Metal, and on the line we have Zahir Zorgati of Merith. How are you, man?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, everybody who's listening now? How you doing, Mark? I'm doing fine, and I'm glad to be here.
You know? Yeah, well, thanks for having us. We just heard the song Dance, which is a great tune that we're digging here on Talking Metal, and I love the music video for that, too. That was a fun watch. I think it really is a good introduction to the band, and let's talk about the band. Blazing Desert Metal is how you describe it, and that's really, I think, a term that fits well with your musical sounds, because you're pulling from a lot of different areas musically. You talk a little bit about where you guys are from and how all these different musical influences have come into the band?
All right, we are a metal band from North Africa and Tunisia. Who doesn't know Tunisia, where is in North Africa, on the top of northern side of Africa. We are five in the band, like four Tunisian and one French drummer. And very, very soon we will be six, because our producer would join us on the stage.
Oh, wow.
So we will be six members. So four Tunisian and two French. Why? Because Kevin Cotford, he'd been there like for 15 years with us, you know.
Right.
For pre-production, for production. And for managing stuff, and so I told him, why not you join us on the stage, you know, as a sixth member, because you are composing with us, you are writing music with us, you know.
So is he going to be playing guitar, or what's he going to be playing?
Keyboards.
Okay.
So second keyboards. There will be two keyboards on the stage.
Wow.
And each one would do like something different. And he said, yes, why not? You know, it's a good idea. And so maybe very, very soon he will be the sixth member
of the band. That's very cool.
And we've been in the industry like 15 years. And we have five albums. The fifth and the last one is Shahili. We released it last year. And yeah, what else I can say? What else I can add on this? That's it, I think.
Well, you know, when I listen to the Shahili,
we consider ourselves as children of the world. You know, it's not a question of from where we come from or whatever. We used, you know, critics and professionals in the industry used to call us as an Oriental band, but we changed it into a Blazing Desert metal style or band because of the diversity of what we are doing, because we are not only doing or playing Oriental metal, we are playing North African metal, Andalus influences, Middle Eastern Oriental influences also, and in the future, why not, there will be like Asian influences, Indian influences and stuff. So we don't want to limit ourselves into one style.
Right on. And you can hear that. I mean, on the Shahili record, you can really hear a lot of different styles coming into the mix there.
You're right.
Obviously, you guys are a Tunisian band. I mean, here in America, when we think of that part of the world, there is a lot of unrest and some extremism that goes on there, especially with religion. And how did I would think for you guys playing loud rock and roll, there's going to be some people in Tunisia who probably would give you a hard time about that. I mean, is that something you encountered?
Sure. I mean, hopefully Tunisia is very open to the West, like if not the most North African country with Morocco, who are very very open towards Western mentality and the Western, you know, how to say, way of thinking, let's say. And but you know, in every country you have extremists. So in Tunisia, in the government, you have some fanatic extremist religious party, political party, and of course they have their followers and they have their, you know, I don't know how to call them, you know, like fans, you know.
Right. So, right.
They are against all kind of opening to west, to the West, you know. So they just want to close up on themselves and that's it, you know, and do their things. And so we are here to scream loud that it's a democratic state,
right?
It's a free country, and everyone is free to believe in what he wants to believe in, and free to do what he wants to do in terms of cultural exercising, you know, activities.
Right on, guys.
It's quite a fight against extremism and against all oppression, you know, with it all faces and all sides in Tunisia and outside Tunisia, in all over the world, you know?
Yeah, well, I was going to say we need that type of attitude, not just in Tunisia, but all over the world, definitely.
Yeah, sure.
We need to come together as fans of this music and love one another. I think that's a great message.
Yeah, sure. This is our message, you know. I always say that we cannot, our voices cannot reach everybody and cannot reach all the world, but with our music and lyrics and the type of message that we have, we are trying to elevate people's consciousness. So that's the main thing that we are doing.
Right on, guys. And we are talking with Zahir of Mirith. And again, the new album, well, about less than a year old, I think, right? Shahili is a great, great listen. We highly recommend that for the Talking Metal listeners. And I suppose it's probably a little too early for you guys to be working on new music at this point, right?
Actually, we are.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we are, because we have, I think, let's say every year from now on, every year for 4 years, we have to release one album. So we finished releasing this last album. So we directly, you know, started writing the new one. Of course, it will take more time because it's not like it's not we never made it on a mechanical way. It's not mathematics, it's music, you know, it's something related with inspiration. And if you don't have inspiration, you can do nothing. So that's why it takes a little bit of time. So now we are writing. We are just in the writing process. We didn't reach the pre-production process yet, but we have a quite of ideas, you know, good ideas for the next album.
Very good. Well, that's very exciting. We are looking forward to that for sure. And I want to go back into your past a little bit. I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan, and I read online that you guys kind of got your big break opening for Robert Plant. Is that
yes.
true? And where did that
yes,
happen?
Yeah. That was our first real like concert in the amphitheater of Carthage in Tunisia. We had a festival called the Mediterranean Guitar Festival, and they gave us the opportunity to open for Robert Plant. And I think he had like a band called Robert Plant and Sensations Band, I think. So we opened with Adagio, a French metal band called Adagio. And Kevin Cotford, our producer, he was the keyboard player of Adagio. And so there we met. And there we had that, a deal, you know, to work together, you know, on an album, on our first album. And for opening for Mr. Robert Plant.
Wow.
It was such an honor, you know, it was such like a boom for us in Tunisia because before the revolution, actually, to be honest with you, we had a lot of metal concert, rock concert, you know. Unfortunately, now it's not quite, you know, often, you know, that you do a rock concert or metal concert. Hopefully, last year also we played the amphitheater of Carthage. We played in the International Carthage Festival. And it was an invitation from the Ministry of Culture in Tunisia, which was a really, really great initiative. From that moment, from like, let's say 2003 or four, I can't remember exactly when it was, but when we opened for Robert Plant, it was the real start of a band called Mira.
That's awesome. I'm assuming through the years you guys have probably played with some other big name acts. Can you fill us in with maybe who else you've shared the stage with?
We played with Symphony X.
Nice.
We opened for Dream Theater in France, in the south of France.
Cool.
And Anathema. We played with Tarja Turunen, the Finch X Nightwish singer. Played with Wasp. We toured with Wasp also. We toured with our brothers from Israel, Orphan Land.
Oh, yeah, I know those guys. Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah.
And we toured with Symphony X too. We toured with Epica. Who else? I forgot, but there were a lot. And of course, we played many festivals like Download Festival in Download Madrid in Spain. We played the Hellfest. We played Wacken Open Air in Germany. We played in Load Park, Japan. And we had some tours also in Japan. We played Prog Power Europe, Prog Power USA twice. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
It's not bad.
So you did get to the United States a couple times.
Yes, But I really, really, really looking forward to come to the United States and to do even a small tour or a mini tour in the States.
Yeah, because, we would love that. We would love to get you guys over here.
We have a lot of fans over there, and they want us to see the band. So I hope one day we can make it.
Yeah, that would be great. I hope so too. I will be there if you guys are over here in New York.
For sure, Mark.
The New York, New Jersey area is where I live, and I'm sitting here right outside of New York City, and I'm talking to you. You're in Italy today. It sounds like it's a great connection, which I always love when I can hear you. So Skype's having a good day. But let me ask you. It sounds like I was told your concert in Italy canceled, right? And is that because of the coronavirus fears?
Because of the coronavirus. And even we talked with the manager, the tour manager, and we told him that if it's possible, we can go on the stage and play with masks. You know, that doesn't matter. People, they came, you know, for us, and they came to see us and to listen to us. And, we can go on the stage with masks, you know. But he said, no, it's like a government order. And we can do nothing about that. So unfortunately, for this time, we couldn't make it. But next time, I hope we will come back with a bigger, a longer show.
Right. Sure. And yeah, you're in Italy now, so it sounds like you're out and about. Are people out? Are they all staying home? Is there a big fear about this virus?
People are a little bit afraid, so there's not a lot of traffic outside, and you can feel the fear. Actually, you can feel the fear. It's not like I've been in Italy so many times, but it's not like that. This time is really different. You know, these streets are not empty, but they are not crowded as it should be. You know, in normal days.
And have you seen this in other countries too, or just in your stop in Italy?
Yeah, I saw that in other countries, and you can feel the fear, as I said. It's like I hope summer will come very, very soon. So, as you know, I think the virus could not resist the heat. So we are just waiting for the summer, for the sun.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that it might be affecting the tour a bit, because that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I know, it sucks, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, we're looking forward to the summer, and we are definitely looking forward to hopefully getting you guys over here to the States. I think that would be amazing. And before I let you go, you have such a great voice. When did you discover you could that you could sing? Did you have to work at it? Do you take lessons? Like, how do you learn to sing?
Actually, I don't know if I have a great voice or not. I don't consider myself like I have a great voice.
I think it's great. Sounds great, man.
I do my best, but thank you so much. Thank you, Mark. Really, it's really kind from you. I don't know. I've been, you know, since I was young, you know, with my... You know, I used to listen to North African, Tunisian folkloric music and Middle Eastern music. This is my mom's influence. And my father used to listen to Led Zeppelin, Rooney James Dio, and to English bands like British bands like Rolling Stones and stuff. So I had both influences. So that's why... I can master both styles, you know, the Western music, rock or metal music, whatever, and our native way of singing or native musical culture in North Africa, and especially in Tunisia. So yeah, so maybe because of that.
So your parents are playing music, a lot of diverse music in the house, and do you just kind of start singing along? Is that where it started for you?
Yeah, I started in the bathroom, of course, okay. Like everybody. And then I took some courses at school, and with the help of my parents, of course, you know, they encouraged me, you know, to dig deeper in musicology. And then I joined my first metal band at the age of 14 years old. And from that moment, you know, it started my journey with metal and with rock, and so I just kept singing and tried to perform and tried to improve my way of singing with some courses, with some taking some lessons from lyrical professors there in my hometown in Tunisia, and yeah. So here we are now with Mirath, and I hope that we will continue mesmerizing people's ears.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're going to play some more of your music with Mirath here on Talking
Metal.
Thank
you so much, Mark.
And we are looking forward to any new music you have for us down the road.
Sure, man. So, with pleasure.
So please reach out anytime. Please keep in touch. Keep us posted and updated
for sure, Mark,
on everything you're
for sure.
up to.
Anytime, man.
Okay, you be safe out there, and we'll talk soon, I hope.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Take care, and bye-bye, everybody. Yeah, stay metal.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Cheers, okay. Man.
Lies. Don't know why you took my hand. Look.
That song right there, You've Lost Yourself by Mirith here on Talking Metal, M-Y-R-A-T-H. Go support those guys. A big special thanks to Steven Saylor for hooking up the interview. Zahir, thanks for talking with us. Guys, that's gonna be it for today. Let's all say stay smart. You know, it's this next 2 weeks is kind of crucial. No matter what you think of the coronavirus outbreak or pandemic, if you want to go that far, you know, whether you think it's a real serious thing or whether you aren't too concerned about it, let's just all be smart. Wash our hands. Let's not go out in public and shake hands. Let's, because I think the next 2 weeks is going to be a real crucial period, at least in the United States, for us containing this. And we want all our concerts to return. Listen, they're canceling them left and right. Pearl Jam, Sammy Hagar, Whitesnake, Biff Byford. I mean, all these people are canceling shows and tours, and we need our tours. It's Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees. We are going to go see him play. That's been canceled. So we want our music to stay alive in the live venue. I think it's important for us lovers of rock music. So let's just be smart. No matter what you think of this, you know, I personally think it's pretty serious, but no matter what you think of it, let's just be smart for the next 2 weeks and try to squash it. And whether you think it's super serious or not, there is an end in sight. Live music is definitely going to return soon. You know, this isn't going to be an ongoing thing, but I think the smarter we are with cleanliness and staying home as much as possible over the next 2 weeks to a month will determine how bad it gets. That's just me. And that's all I'm going to say on that. So be safe no matter what, guys. Love you guys. Thanks for your support. Big thanks again to Steven Saylor for hooking up the interview today. You rock, Mr. Steven Saylor. Later.